I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me.
It's Thursday night, and the Locusts are singing, so that must mean it's Podzilla 1985 After Dark, live from the Gaming Ground Studio here in glorious Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I am your host, Shannon Young, Mr. 100. No, I'm not going to make that joke. You want me to make the joke?
What joke were you going to make?
This is a terrible joke, and you can't repeat this.
But you're going to record it.
No, I'm not recording yet.
That's a lie.
Jesse, I need you to message Billy real quick, by the way, and say, yes, bring checks to Cape, because he just messaged me. So please do that.
Okay.
So we're watching the video earlier today of me interviewing Austin Lane from the last CCW show.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I hadn't slept like in 2 days, really, when we recorded that, and I looked so tired. And me and I think it was Zach Price and Hunter, or maybe it was me, Dalton and Hunter, or something. Hunter was not here. And I said, it looks like, if they were to describe me, it would be, he looks like he has cancer, but that didn't stop him from eating.
Oh, no.
That's so mean.
Don't tell anyone I said that joke, because that could be offensive.
How that has anything to do with looking like you're tired.
Oh, well, you've never.
Do you like my joke? I've been hungry. So.
I mean,
funny.
I'm always hungry.
The 45 anyway. Cent concert one.
I haven't gotten that joke.
I sent it in our group chat with Andrew.
I haven't seen it.
What concert is 45 cents? 50 cent? Yeah. Featuring Nickelback?
You've told that joke on air before.
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I just read that last night.
Somebody else did.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's made a joke about Mandy's band. It's fine. Let me introduce the rest of the show tonight. Of course, Jesse Kimball at the end of the table.
Hey.
Lindsay Wolfgang to the right.
I'm here.
And Lindsay Hader, Notorious.
Yeah, no, I
Mandy
Lindsay
Kennedy
right
to my
now.
Left.
What a...
She just cock-blocked you.
Yeah, she's fucking rude. Goddamn.
All right. Well, no, you guys hash it out. That'll lead up some time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You play your fucking game. Don't look up funny jokes. You're heartless and shit. I win.
I'm sorry. I swear that's been told on here before. Maybe that one did it.
Can you just let me have the fucking moment?
I'm talking
to Jesse.
I legitimately thought that you told the joke before.
I'm going to hear about this later, so please, please go easy on her. I see her face right now. She's got that worried look that I'm going to pretend to be okay right now, but as soon as we get out, I'll be like, fucking Mandy.
No.
Fuck that little twat.
Whoa.
Why would you even say that, Lindsay?
I'm not that vulgar.
I'm not even going to tell jokes. I'm not even going to talk the rest of the show.
Aww.
Mandy, tell another joke.
No.
Tell us another joke. Come on. Knock, knock.
I got no one's home.
Give me your best joke.
No. That was my best joke right now. Shit.
Jesse, give me your best joke.
I don't have a good one off the top of my head right
Lindsay,
now.
Lindsay, joke.
Did you tell us that last week?
I mean, well, my best most recent joke isn't very appropriate, so we're not going to do it.
I just made fun of cancer for like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know.
Holy shit, that was only like a minute ago. Buckle the fuck in,
wow,
folks.
We don't banter.
For a long night.
We don't banter along.
Yeah, if it's anything like this, it's one of the, oh my God.
Are we losing long tracks of time?
It's one of those things that I'm like, oh man, we've already eaten up like 10 minutes. Oh, it's been 2 minutes? All right, cool. Well, I'm done with tonight. Here's what's on tap for tonight. Assuming Mandy can hold her rage back for just 57 more minutes.
Well,
what?
We're going to talk about stupid cops, stupid cities, stupid ants.
I'm feeling like a whole lot of stupid.
Well, this is the complaining show.
Okay.
It's what we do. And I wanted to complain about my life a little bit and just tell you guys the constant misery that is my existence, but I ain't feeling that froggy anymore.
Well, you know, that's fair.
We didn't get to do a show on Tuesday either.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was going to ask about that.
Well, because I got, so Osby messaged me at like 2 a.m. on Monday night and said, hey, the commentaries, can you guys do the commentary for the show tomorrow? Because we're supposed to get it over the weekend or before the weekend. Apparently his computer died, is what I've heard. And we got it on Monday night, which means we had to do it Tuesday because the turnaround is Wednesday is when the show airs.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to do a Tuesday show, which was fine because I had Tanner booked for Tuesday to do this show about the afterlife, and he messaged me and says, hey, he messages me, by the way, on the day of. I'm pretty sure it was on the day of. It may have been the day before. If it is, I'm sorry, Tanner. But I'm pretty sure it's on the day of. And it says, can we do a late show? And I said, how late? And he said, what are you good with? Which, by the way, I hate when people do that. I hate when people say something like, how much do you want for it? And then it's, well, what's your range? Just give me a price and just give me a time. Don't ask me what I can do when you already have a time in your head, Tanner. Just tell me the fucking time. Sorry. I'm irritated tonight. He says I tell him 8:30. I can do 8:30 and then I've got stuff I got to do and I don't want to be doing this all night. And then he gets off of work at 10:30. So we would record at 11.
Damn.
And I would edit at midnight. And no, we ain't doing that. I haven't done that in a long time. I ain't going back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's probably the best part about the new hours of Gaming Grounds is that we were able to record this early.
So
I can go to bed at a reasonable time.
Well, I still don't go to bed at a reasonable time because I have to watch The 11th Hour with Brian Williams and Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell.
Yeah, but now you can do those uninterrupted by editing and whatnot.
That's true. So we really didn't have a show to do on Tuesday anyway, so it's not that big of a deal. But it's still a little irksome that we couldn't do a show because Asa made plans and I made plans, you know.
Right. No, I hear you.
That food's not going to eat itself.
It might.
That cat ain't going to pet itself.
Well, we had Destiny.
We did play Destiny.
Wow.
Well, we sort of have WoW because we tried to go into this 7.3 patch dropped so we could play Argus, but I don't know how the fuck to get to him. I looked it up. It's like when you start the game, you'll have a quest saying go to Stormwind Harbor. Okay, I logged in. I got no quest. Apparently enough adventurers joined the fight. They don't need me. I got a letter. I got a letter from Rin saying, set this one out. Sure, there's some pet
you're
battles
on the,
to do.
You're on the wait list right now.
Yeah, you're an alternate.
They just booster golded you.
Oh.
No, they're just waiting for you to save the day at the end.
I swoop in. And,
yeah, they don't want you to throw your life out like the rest of these people, and they're going to clean up.
Well, I mean, I've played the game for a while. I've died many, many times. I've died more times in that game than Dalton has on the microphone on this show.
Ooh, that's a lot.
That's a lot of death, isn't it?
Did you hear, speaking of Destiny 2,
to mention Destiny 2.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine used World of Warcraft gold to purchase Destiny 2 on the PC.
Really? Well, I knew they were doing the online through Blizzard, cool. through Battle.net.
Yes.
I'm surprised they let you do that, though.
Because apparently what you can do is use the gold for the game or the game time.
Yeah.
And then you can convert that to Battle.net currency.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
So you had enough gold in World of Warcraft to just buy Destiny 2.
And congratulations to him. I mean, I can't afford shit in Warcraft. I've been playing since the day it started, and I can't afford anything. Warcraft is like real life for me. No matter how long and hard I work, I still don't have shit to show for it.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you guys got hacked several times. You've also changed servers a couple of times.
That's true. And plus, we don't raid.
That's a big one.
Wow. We don't do anything. Yeah, we don't do anything that you're supposed to do in that game. We basically get on so Lindsay can dress her fucking character up. I dress my character
you
up.
You dress your character up, and I do pet battles.
Yeah.
So Lindsay logs in to play Pokemon. Uh-huh. Shannon logs in to
play Style Savvy. And I ask, like, does these shoulder pads go with this tunic?
And then you sit there at the transmog station for an hour.
I do. I pick different outfits out. I'll go to the auction house and look for different, like, shoes and stuff like that. And I'm sure Lindsay's looking at me going, okay, we dated for, like, 10 years. I know he's straight. However, beginning to think things have changed. Maybe he got patched.
Huh.
That's not how that works.
But Destiny 2 is fun.
Yeah.
Mandy, have you played it?
Nope.
On PC?
Nope.
Here's what I'll say before Jesse can. I'm going to steal it from him. It looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It is beautiful. I was taken back by how pretty it was.
Oh, yeah. It was one of those things, like, I played it on PS4, and it looked really meh. Like,
it looked like the first one, I imagine.
It did.
Yeah.
It actually looked extremely similar to the first game. It was slightly more polished than vanilla Destiny, but really not much. And yeah, playing it on PC with that uncapped frame rate. Oh man.
Is it uncapped or is it capped at 60?
It is uncapped.
Oh okay. Yeah. See, that's not going to look pretty on my PC anyways.
Well, not on your PC, but.
What do you have it set to? Cause I have mine set to highest, not ultra, but highest. And I get between 72 to 144 depending where I'm at.
Whatever the default was, whenever I logged in and I was getting 144.
Which I think is high. Is what it was for me when I logged in was high, and I bumped mine up. I did it to ultra. The difference between highest and ultra is ridiculous. I went from 72 to 140 frames per second to 29 frames per second. And I went, holy shit, because my rig isn't the best, but it's really good.
It's a stout rig.
It's a stout rig. It's only...
I mean, it's better than mine.
It's like, it's not even a year old. But the bad thing is I only have an i5 in it, and then I've got this 1070. I don't have a 1080.
I was going to say, I've got a better CPU than you do, but your graphics card blows mine out of the water.
But even with that, I 29 frames per second. I basically... But the funny thing is at 29 frames per second, I'm basically paying PS4 version.
Yeah.
With better graphics. But man, once you've done that 60 plus frames per second, you can't go back.
Yeah, I mean, once you've been at 144, like, it's...
Calvin's itchy somewhere. But I loved it. I'm going to pick it up. I didn't think I was going to pick up Destiny 2. I am now. I'm excited about it.
Did Mandy, you play the first one?
Yeah. Yeah, I played quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, he played a lot when we first got it.
We all know why I quit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we know why you quit.
Steven.
I was just going to say it on the air.
He's gotten better, but my God.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't play with him on normal games. Mm-hmm. And then you guys, and then Jesse's like, hey, raid with us. Nah, I'm good. Does Steven have a microphone? He does. I'm good.
Oh, yeah, no, that was actually like me and Krista several times, and I feel bad putting Steven on blast.
He
like
knows
this,
what he's done. He's gotten better.
He has. Like, I can actually, I will preface this with saying, like, I do play like Overwatch now with Steven on PC.
As have I.
And he's been fine.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes he'll get a little like aggravated, but I mean, we all do.
We all get salty.
We all get salty. We all do.
Right.
And it's been reasonably fine, but yeah, back in those early days, like there were nights where me and Krista, cause we would play here at the store. Until, you know, ungodly times in the morning.
Unmentionables. Really.
And then, basically, like, there would be times where me and Chris, like, all right, well, it's about that time. It's that time o'clock.
You checked your fake watch. Yeah. I don't know how many games I lost to Steven. Like, Black Ops quit because of Steven. Destiny quit because of Steven. Rocket League never picked up because of Steven.
The boy had rage issues, but I mean, he's like I said, he has gotten a lot better.
The fun part is playing like, especially when they started doing the ranks and you guys were trying to get ranks on PS4. Mm-hmm. I remember being here and I was playing Dark Souls and you guys were like, hey, we're going to play ranked. And I didn't want to because Steven walked in. So I left and I fucking texted Allie. I was like, I forgot my PS4. Will you bring that with, will you drop that off at my place? Cause I didn't want to come back and experience the Steven rage. We'd be playing Destiny. And then Steven would like get shot out in the open and he would, how the fuck did he shoot me with bullets, motherfucker? Everybody has them. They're in your gun.
That happened in Call of Duty a lot.
It did. How did he shoot me was like my favorite phrase. Your brother wasn't even that bad. And Pat Kennedy was a notorious fucking bitter man when it came to gaming.
Playing StarCraft is, that's an experience.
I've never played with him, and I outright refuse to. I don't like playing games with people in general. You're like the only person I like playing online with.
Yay.
And Lindsay, of course.
Yay.
I've watched Pat get angry at StarCraft, and I think Pat listens to the Thursday show. So, hey, Pat.
Hey, Patty. Oh, God, no.
Don't call him that.
I'm so sorry.
But anyway, yeah, no, like that's something to see. It's still not quite Steven bad, but...
Yeah, because when Pat would get mad, I found it funny. Like, we would laugh about it. I didn't laugh when Steven got mad. It was just uncomfortable.
Man, you didn't live through the wall.
Whereas most people are like, God, they're having sex again and banging on the wall. You just heard Pat screaming at his game.
I heard, punching the keyboard. What if your controllers go somewhere?
Oh.
I mean, I wasn't much better.
Yeah, no, early days of playing League of Legends with Mandy, I remember the first time I heard this completely unleashed. Me and Mandy,
Skype.
Yeah. So we had a Ventrilo server set up and we would all get on there. Like it would be like me, Mandy, Ben, Garrett, you know, whoever was playing with us. We'd be in Ventrilo. And then Mandy and I would also go into Skype and we'd have Ventrilo set to push to talk and Skype would be just talking. So we would just be like talking, have inside jokes. It was really funny when we wouldn't realize when the other one had said something in Ventrilo versus just in Skype. That's when they figured out what we were doing.
I don't even know why we did it either.
I don't know, but it was funny. But either way, there were a few games where Mandy got particularly upset and where I normally wouldn't be hearing her rage because push to talk.
Right.
Skype was open talk. Woo.
Yeah, no, I don't do the online chat whenever I play video games. Unless it's with you. Like Calvin's not bad. I've never heard him get like super upset. But no. Everyone always said, hey, you're playing WoW, join our Ventrilo.
Nope.
Like, why would I do that? I would never do that.
I'm way better on Heroes of the Storm though. I think I usually have the occasional like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, well, I mean, just in general, your rage isn't anywhere near as bad as it was back then.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've all mellowed out a lot in our old age.
Yeah.
We've gotten better.
Happens when you get older, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
You don't have the energy for the rage anymore because you spend so much of it being bitter and sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been moving away from that, though, I do remember how hard it was to get you to finally join a voice client.
Yeah, I didn't want to. But it's fine now. I don't like playing games with people online. I just don't. Calvin messages me and says, hey, let's play Overwatch together. And like, I don't have anything against Calvin. It's just, I don't like interactions. Like, at all, generally. People hear this show and they think I'm completely different than I am in real life. No. People hear this show and they don't know I'm completely different in real life. That's what I meant to say. Because, you guys are pretty much the same. You're all mellow, happy people, but I'm very, very private outside of this show and at this store.
I mean, it's pretty true.
And if people would learn it, then they wouldn't feel the need to call me sociopaths or the worst friend in history.
Introverted.
Introverted.
That's Shannon.
This is just who I am. This is how God made me, like Randy Travis and Peggy Hill said. Oh, what's up?
No, I was just going to say, I forgot my point now.
That's good. No, it's fine. I want to apologize to you on the air for my constant Lisa Simpson gifts that I post when you say things.
Did you send any more than the one?
I've sent them a couple. Every time I try, I know, I don't know if it irritates you as much as I think it does, but in my head, especially that one Lisa Simpson gif where she's like kind of smiling, the one you sent back to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like that is on my list of this is going to piss somebody off gifts, along with Kermit K.
The Kermit K one is pretty great. No, like it doesn't upset me. I'm mostly just like, all right, cool. I guess so. Like it's not really like upset or irritating as much as it is like, oh, well, I guess they don't care about this thing that I thought was neat.
Well, today Jesse had to one-up me because I put insert this meme. And then instead of just letting it go, the motherfucker sends me the meme. And I was like,
I thought I was helping.
That one. You already knew what I was talking about, but let's just put me my lazy to shame and just insert it instead of try and find it.
That's not what I was trying to do at all.
He's trying to help you out. He could just say Google it. That's what I always get. Let's switch up and talk about some topics, things we're actually going to talk about. Because one thing, all right, sometimes I think this show is pointless. I'm just going to put this on Front Street. There are many times that after we record, I tell Lindsay, I'm like, I don't think we should do Thursday anymore because I don't know why we do it. We don't ever talk about a topic generally. We just kind of bullshit. And sometimes it works and it's funny and sometimes it's awkward and stalling. One day we actually read bad of, what was it? Warning tags.
Yeah.
That's how little of a topic we had. So I thought this time I would bring up some things we could talk about in a intelligent way. So let's see if that happens. First off, Jesse, you sent this to me. I'm going to let you explain this one.
Which one?
The black people.
Which one? No.
Just saying the black people is kind of
yeah, there was
racist.
This video that came out from Atlanta about a dash cam, some dash cam footage, where an officer... Yeah, Hotland.
Sorry.
Where an officer was talking to a woman in her car. It was a routine traffic stop. He asked for her license, I think, or something like that. And she said, well, it's in my wallet and my lap. And, she had her hands just firmly on her steering wheel. She said, ma'am, you can reach for it. It's fine. He's like, well, I've been seeing a lot of videos lately. You know, I'm just nervous. You know, seen a lot of videos about cops.
White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seen a lot of videos about cops lately. And, you know, I'm just kind of nervous. I just want to, you know, I don't want to get in trouble here. And, she's like, oh, ma'am, don't worry. We only kill black people.
You've seen those videos. We just kill black people, all right?
Yeah, we just kill black people, right? Like, oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I dug into this a little bit, got some information on it. It was from Georgia, Cobb County. Now, if you're a wrestling fan, like a couple of you guys I know are, you know where Cobb County is. That's where the Big Boss Man is from. Now, this is not the Big Boss Man. He passed away a couple years ago, unfortunately. That's a joke.
I thought Big Boss Man was like your term for Vince McMahon or something.
No. You don't remember the Big Boss Man?
Uh-uh.
He was the cop in the 80s wrestling and, no? Okay.
Nope.
I got nothing on that.
I'll show you a picture of him. I think if you see him, you would go, okay, I remember him.
I watched wrestling in the early 90s.
Yeah,
but
the Big Boss Man, he's kind of like Jake the Snake Roberts or Macho Man. He's one of those classic ones that most people, if they saw him, I think they would go, oh yeah, I know him.
No,
but anyway,
not the point.
His name is Lieutenant Greg Abbott. And this was a standard DUI in July of 2016. And, I guess, I don't know if he's in trouble now that this has come out. They said that it was unfortunate, This is my favorite part, though. And who is this guy here? I got to find out who this person is. Abbott's attorney sent a statement to the Washington Post on Thursday, which is today, that says his comments must be observed in their totality to understand their context. He was attempting to de-escalate a situation involving an uncooperative passenger. In context, his comments were clearly aimed at attempting to gain compliance by using the passenger's own statements and reasoning to avoid making an arrest.
Yeah, like, I feel like there is no context in which that is okay, because best case scenario, he's saying it like, we only kill black people. I mean, have you seen any white people get shot on that video?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of reaffirming. He's reaffirming a couple of things. One, that cops shoot black people. We just had verification. That's the smoking gun. No pun intended. And imagine if you're a white person and you're this scared about getting shot by cops. Imagine being black. If you're a white woman who's terrified to take her hands off the steering wheel, imagine if you were a black guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Seriously.
So, yeah, this was a stupid, stupid thing. And I couldn't believe you when you sent this to me. And you said you didn't know if anyone had actually watched it.
Yeah, because nobody responded to it. And because I sent it to the PZ85 chat.
You did. And I watched it. And while I was watching it, Lonnie actually remoted into the computer. So I'm probably going to hear from him about, like, you don't really think cops, like, kill black people, do you? Well, yes, I do, first off. Because they do.
Right.
But this cop is definitely not doing any favors to the people that say cops get a bad rap. Because this isn't something you joke about.
No.
You don't make light of a situation like this. This is people dying, and it's not funny.
Yeah, like I said, best case scenario, he's making a joke to try and calm everybody down. A terrible, terrible joke.
Worst case scenario is he confessing to crime he may or may not have committed.
He believes firmly that cops only kill black people.
You can see this video at the Washington Post or just look it up on YouTube.
It's hitting the internet hard right now.
Cops be fucking up sometimes. I don't know.
My dad
was a cop. My dad
Mine
was a,
too.
Yeah, my dad was a chief of police where I was from. Lindsay, I don't know about your dad.
I think he was just a regular cop for a while.
I don't think my dad killed any black people, but according to my brother, he did. My brother said a lot of people went missing and got tossed in the river because of my dad.
Huh.
Imagine hearing that.
That's fun.
Yeah, from your brother you didn't know until you were like 20. And then he tells you, yeah, dad used to kill people. He's a crooked cop and toss their bodies. I've never looked into it. I'm kind of afraid to.
Hey, you know, one of those you don't really
know
wanna
how to take that.
Looks like
right. Shit.
My family was already kind of shitty.
Yeah.
And the only good thing about my family was my mother. I don't want to find out more shitty things. I don't need any more depression.
No.
No, I hear you.
I need happy things in my life.
Yeah, that's one of those, like, yeah, it's just, you're better off leaving that in the unknown.
Yeah. Yeah. We got other terrible, terrible news. And Lindsay's got happy news at the end, so you guys want to stay tuned to that.
If
so,
we get to it.
We will. I'm trying to rush through these. I'm going to leave plenty of space, because what always happens is I get on a topic, I think, well, this will take 5 minutes, no one cares, and then we go for like 30 minutes on it, and then Lindsay doesn't have time to talk about something she wants to talk about. So tonight I'm not going to do that. I'm also talking very fast to try to get through these things. Try not to slow down, because if I slow down, I might fall asleep.
I mean, you don't have to be the micro machine dude.
I'm not that guy.
Continue.
Anyway, Hurricane Harvey... Tropical Storm Harvey. You've all seen the terrible things about it, and I do recommend that you donate to it. That would be great.
If you text 90999, if you text Red Cross to that number, 90999, you can donate $10 that way. Super easy.
Or if you don't feel like you can trust the Red Cross, because I get it, some people don't, there are plenty of organizations you can use.
Well, okay.
You don't.
I never heard of anybody not trusting the Red Cross.
Oh, I mean... Let me make sure this, I know in one particular instance, I'm going to look it up real quick. But there's always, you know, accusations of where the money goes and stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure like almost every social media has like a pop-up thing asking if you want to donate to them too.
Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of places you can donate through.
Yeah, there's actually a really good website for checking on charities. I can't remember what it's called.
We actually sent some of our own firefighters to help, which is pretty awesome.
I saw that. And Lindsay. Nope, can't talk about that because I just remembered. We don't do that here.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to. Sorry.
Wait, what? Oh.
Yeah.
My place of employment is taking donations.
Yeah.
That's terrible, the floods. My dad had to move out of, we're from Southern Illinois, And the floods that happened a couple years ago, obviously not nearly as bad as the things that have happened due to Harvey. Mm-hmm. But my dad had to move because of the flooding where we were out in like farmlands and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I still remember Lindsay and I were coming back from Mount City and we were driving through Olive Branch.
Yeah.
And we took video of like the floods on both sides and it was almost up to the road completely. Like everything was flooded out. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was awful. So I can't imagine what's happening in Texas right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But here's what is happening in Texas right now is that people are being humans and instead of helping each other, they're taking advantage of each other.
Yep.
There have been, and I have a number here, 684 complaints sent to the Texas Attorney General's office about price gouging. And when I say price gouging, I mean bad. There is a convenience store in Houston that is charging $20 for a gallon of gas.
That's ridiculous.
Capitalism, homie.
$8.50 for a bottle of water.
Demand's gone way high.
And $100 for a case of water.
Gotta love capitalism.
That is bullshit.
I don't understand how people can take advantage of each other like this.
Right?
Like, in such a terrible, terrible thing. You saw the video that Asa, or maybe it was Hunter, somebody sent to the group chat where the Fox News guys were trying to like talk to people as they come off the boat from being rescued to ask them,
yeah,
why didn't Houston do more? Like, why the fuck should they know?
There's that one where that one lady was cussing out the CNN reporter.
Yeah.
Cause they're asking her and she's like, you got a microphone in my fucking face. I'm trying to take care of my kids. I'm fucking cold and wet and you still got that microphone in my face.
The woman just was not getting the hint.
Yeah. Like, and
she just kept it there.
Well, no, she would like take it away kind of, but then she kept talking. So she like brought it back to like, maybe you want that to go out there. And then like, and
the woman said like, you know, at least 10 times.
And you put it
times.
Again in my face. Yeah.
It's awful. That's part of the reason I hate the media. Yeah. I still hate the media. I know I defended like the media with the whole fake news thing because that's bullshit. But at the same time, I still kind of hate the media. I think I told the story.
It's the 24-hour news cycle. Like that's.
It's just journalism in general, especially in this day and age. But even when I was in college, I think I told the story before when a student died, was killed at our college and I was on the paper. They wanted me to go to the funeral and talk to the family and interview them at the funeral. About the kid dying, and I refuse to do it. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to go to the funeral. Yeah,
like,
no.
Yeah, journalists, they show very little tact.
Like,
when something like that happens. Yeah. And yeah, you guys wanted to talk about the mainstream, the 24-hour news cycle. TV and the internet have just made mainstream media almost insufferable.
Well, the problem is they've got to find stuff to fill that time with. So, yeah, they're everywhere they've got to be. They're trying to pull ratings all the time, get people to watch. And yeah, you end up with situations like that where they are unnecessarily bothering people because they need,
Want the scoop.
And yeah, want the scoop. They want the time.
Yeah, and they're probably just like, well, this way, if people see it firsthand, then you'll get better feel of what's going on. But you have the internet and people posting and sharing pictures way, so you don't have to be up in their business interviewing
exactly.
and stuff.
You don't have to put a microphone in someone's face after the worst thing that ever happened to them probably happened.
Yeah, and that's what she mentioned. Like, everything we own is gone, and you're here trying to ask me about it? And
it's like, what more are you going to get out of that interview? You can see them. They have had to abandon their home.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously soaking wet. Fortunately, they lived. So,
And it's the people, there's many, many different types of people that I absolutely hate in humanity. And when something like this happens, it shows you why. The media, for the way they exploit people, the politicians for turning it into, you know, something they can use down the line for reelection. People like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and other so-called spiritual leaders who show up for about 2 days. Get their camera time in and leave, like they did with Ferguson, like they did with other places. And then the people that are price gouging, the people that are taking advantage of people suffering and charging outlandish prices because they can. Because what choice do you have? You can either buy this bottle of water or you can not drink water.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Where's the humanity anymore, man?
Well, apparently, who was it Anheuser-Busch
that sent cans of water instead of beer?
Yeah. And that was free from my understanding.
And that's cool. That's really cool when people do that. I like when people do that. Here's the thing, though, that I want to mention. I'm not going to name any names, but those of you that know, if you're going to do something selfless for other people, which is great, don't post about it all over the fucking internet like you're looking for a cookie.
Yeah.
Like, you did something good for someone, congratulations. Part of that is, like, doing it for people and not for yourself. If you're gloating and boasting about how much you're helping people, then you're in it more for yourself than anyone else.
Yeah. I agree.
Also,
it's hard to see you guys from up here. on my high horse.
They may not have been gloating, though. I'm sure someone just wrote an article or something.
There's a picture I saw of someone that they're like, I'm going to go do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's cool that you're going to go do that. Do you feel the need to let everyone know you're going to go do it?
Yeah.
Because then it feels like it becomes more about what you're doing.
Yeah, so that I look good and you think I'm good.
Right. Because, you know, if you're going to do something, make sure that there are cameras there. That is the philosophy of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. And I hate it. I hate people like that. Jesse, what are you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, just to add to that real quick. Yeah, no, it's always really unfortunate when you know they're doing it more for PR than they are for, like, just to help other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think human beings are capable of helping human beings anymore. There are a couple. There are a couple of people that I really, really like.
There's a lot of videos you can watch of people down there
Billy Wolfer just entered here. Hello, Billy.
Actually helping.
Yeah.
Billy can't respond because he's very far away from the microphone.
He is.
But anyway, yeah, there are a lot of people in Houston that are helping their fellow man. It's just, pretty much any kind of a business that's still opening is gouging people. Then you've got like, Joel Osteen.
Oh, yeah.
That douchebag.
Yeah. And before we talk about him, I just want to mention, you said the people that are helping. That's absolutely true. There's a great video that I don't remember somebody I follow on Instagram posted of them driving and you just see trucks on the side of the road trying to get to Houston with boats attached to them. And they're all heading to Houston to try to help. And it's people like that. You know, most of them, I'm assuming, don't post on Facebook every 2 seconds about being there to go help. They're just going to go help.
Yep.
So I love those people. And let's talk about Joel Osteen for a second.
Real quick, I want to go back.
Let's go back for a second.
I just want to go back to Red Cross. That link that I was talking about, charitywatch.org, that is a phenomenal resource. If you're ever thinking about donating to anything, make sure to check them out first because they actually look into any charity. Any mainstream charity anyway, and try to see where the money goes, like what goes to overhead, what goes to the cause, what goes to, some CEO's pocket. All that stuff is all on there. And it's just a fantastic resource. And American Red Cross actually rates at a B+, which is solid score. 89% of the money that goes to Red Cross actually goes to the cause. They only put 11% into overhead.
'Cause it's shocking sometimes when you hear about a great,
a charity that you think is awesome, Salvation Army.
I won't
donate to Salvation Army anymore. The Salvation Army had themselves registered as a church.
I was thinking of Salvation Army, not Red Cross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, like I said, they had to have themselves transferred, made into a church. Like they got church status. So they don't have to report to the government their earning or their spending. And that was because last time they reported, it was something like 30% of the money that got donated to, pulling that number out of air. I just know it was ludicrously high.
Right.
A significant portion of the money that got donated to, the Salvation Army went to the top people's pockets.
Yeah.
It was some ridiculous number. They were making millions of dollars off of this charity.
When you see stuff like, donate $5. For every $5 you donate, 7% will be sent to this charity. Mm-hmm. Like, get the fuck out of here. And nobody's worse to me. It's funny you mentioned Joel Osteen because I know we said we were going to talk about him. I have been on this kick lately of watching stuff about televangelists. And it wasn't the John Oliver thing because that was from 2 years ago, if you believe it or not. That was 2 years ago where they did that expose on it. But I've been watching like Bob Tilton stuff. I've been watching Mike Murdoch. I mean, watching all these really shitty televangelists who have the tax-free churches, who get sent millions upon millions of dollars a year that they don't have to pay anything on. And in a time like this where Houston is literally, I mean, that city is like underwater right now. And you have these televangelists who make all of this money tax-free. Mm-hmm. They need your donations. I want to do a show one on televangelism in general because that is the biggest fucking scam.
Yeah, seriously.
And I hate it so much. It's what made me hate Christianity.
We've done a show on it before, didn't we? I thought, because that was when we had a Big Johnny on.
I think we may have done, but I want to do it again.
Okay.
I'm still angry.
I'm fine with it.
You know, but why can't these people send money?
Yeah.
Like instead, can one of these fuckers on TBN or BET's late night or whatever, the people that do these stupid ass, televangelist shit, instead of saying, send us your donations, send us your vows, can't they just redirect that to Houston for a month? Imagine how much money they could get for a month to send to people that actually need it instead of lining their fucking pockets. 'Cause you can't tell me any fucking priest or pastor or whatever they're called in America that needs a private jet and they can't donate money to people that need it.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Jesse, you had wide eyes of shock there. What were those from? I'm gonna get off. I'm climbing off my high horse.
No, you're good. I looked it up because I was curious about that whole thing with the Salvation Army. So they have, as of 2013, because after 2013 is when they changed to church status, so they didn't have to report to the government anymore. Oh my God, this is just insane. $381 million to administrative costs.
What?
$381 million of the $4 billion that they were getting, or that they got in 2013.
The fact that they got $4 billion in 2013.
Well, I mean, like, there's, like, all the people you see outside, you know, with the Santas, like, everything. Yeah, no, they get a lot of money from that. And, yeah, $381 million to administrative costs, $202 million for fundraising. I don't understand. Their total expenses, $3.2 billion. Yeah.
To ring a fucking bell?
That's okay. Yeah. Their expenses were $3.2 billion. What went to their cause was under $2
billion. I'll tell you someone who rang a bell and never asked for a dime for it.
Who's that?
And brought more joy to the, to people across the world than anyone from the Salvation Army. And his name was Mr. Game and Watch. And if you got hungry, he'd flip you some sausages too. I didn't care.
The Salvation Army used to be a solid charity, and they had, like, you know, homes they would open up, for, like, their shelters they would open up for homeless people. They would have, like, food and stuff ready for them. They had their, like, thrift stores that they would make money off of and also, you know, help people out with really cheap stuff. But yeah, they just sort of got super corrupt. Somebody realized, like, you know, I could just take a lot of this money. And so they started taking a lot of that money, $381 million worth.
And funny you mentioned thrift stores that, you know, that people can buy stuff on the cheap and help them out. Most people I know that shop at thrift stores are people that have money and just want to go get cheap stuff. They're not people that need it. They're just people that go, oh, $2 for that? I'll take it. Not people that desperately need it. I'm sure those people exist.
Well, yeah, in fairness, anytime you go to Goodwill, you see those people. It's just we have friends that, you know, they thrift shop.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's not like they are taking stuff away from people that desperately need it. Those people still can get things at Goodwill and everything else. What was bad is when briefly Goodwill was upping all of their prices,
mm-hmm.
like around the time that Macklemore song came out.
Damn it. I wish I had mentioned it because I was going to mention that 92% of Americans didn't know what a thrift store was till that song came out.
Oh, jeez.
That
can't be true. Wow.
I just made that up.
I was about to say that.
You guys can't believe that.
Far. I was like, this one's just like, this is not.
I'm fake news.
Yeah. Shannon Fake News Young.
Yes. As Jeff O'Dell calls me, CNN.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. Get it? Yeah, because of my name.
Yeah, I got it.
Damn, Jeff.
Yeah.
Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen.
Is
what a piece of shit.
So he didn't open up his church because of flooding reasons, and is what he said.
Yep.
Funny enough, the moment that it came out that people were criticizing him for it, he opened up the church. It's always been open, he said. It's just there were flooding concerns, but now we're open.
Yeah, he has remember, guys, he has a mega church.
Yeah.
In
He's
Houston.
A prosperity gospel slinging motherfucker.
Yeah, this church can house 17,000 people.
Yes.
And he didn't want to open it up to victims of the flood.
Well, who's going to clean that up? They're not. He's going to be stuck with that bill.
And I mean, they lost everything. They can't donate anything to the church.
Right.
Yeah, no.
I
Joel Osteen's a piece of shit. Yeah.
I hate televangelists. I hate prosperity gospel. I recommend that you look up. There's an organization. This is cool. I didn't know this. There's an organization called the Trinity Foundation in Texas. The guy that runs it is part of the reason Bob Tilton got put down originally, because he helped expose him. And the dude is a pastor and who doesn't have a church. He does like all of his sermons out of homes and stuff like that. And they're a watchdog for televangelism. They're called God's Detectives. And it's the Trinity Foundation. And you know who was a member of the Trinity Foundation? I found out. Joe Bob Briggs.
Really?
Joe Bob Briggs. If you ever remembered Monster Vision that used to be on TNT, he's a hilarious guy. He's a like founding member of the church and also a part of that Trinity Foundation that does watchdogs. He did a segment on The Daily Show called God Stuff, where they would make fun of the crazy preachers and stuff like that. I highly recommend you look it up. It's
That's
a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love Joe Bob Briggs.
Because that was one of the things that always made me like the most uncomfortable. Because I used to obviously be really, really big in a church.
But not that church.
No,
that bullshit.
Yeah, the church that I went to was mostly great, except for they would occasionally, probably at least once a year, I would say, they always had these theme services where it would be like they would do 4 or 5 weeks in a row would be all about one theme. And occasionally, like I said, once a year, they would do it about fundraising, about how, you know, the Bible tells you to tithe, like, so, or, you know, an uncomfortable amount of money. Yeah. Like, literally, an uncomfortable amount of money. And you would have, like, the pastor up there talking about how much money he gives and everything else. It's like, but you and your wife, your entire income comes from the church.
Yeah.
So, you, what are you, where's that, So, they would always do this whenever they would need to build something. And I say need, like, the church is huge and always getting bigger. Like, I'm not going to put it out on blast here, but that church is gigantic. It's easily the big, one of the biggest in Cape.
Which you don't need.
Yeah.
You don't need a giant fancy-ass church to preach God.
Because the last time I remember being there for one of those big fundraisers was when they were building this huge, really intricate children's area so the kids could have something cool to do while the parents were in church. Like, it was literally, I'm going to call it a jungle gym, and I'll show you guys what I'm talking about later.
Okay.
Some people out there that know about this church know exactly what I'm talking about.
No church should be that fancy. When I was dating this girl, Jennifer, and she took me to her church, I was blown away because they had giant screen like TVs that they would play video on when they would do singing and stuff like that. And I remember thinking, this seems like a costly mistake. Like, you don't need this.
Yeah.
I could have sworn the Bible's message was that, like, money is materialistic stuff is bad. That you should be good at heart and stuff like that. I didn't know that at the time there was an entire sect of religious people that believed in this prosperity gospel, that the more money you had, the more God favors you. The funny thing about that is the people that are preaching this are rich because people send them so much money, and the people that send them so much money and expect it to come back never make a dime off of it. They're poor. They can't afford it, but they keep doing it, and people keep exploiting it. And one, how can you be so stupid? And two, to the other people, how can you be so evil as to exploit people's desperation?
I was about to say, it's not that they're stupid. It's that they are literally desperate. It's because at least the church that I'm talking about, like, they were honest and upfront about it. I was like, look, we need money. And you should be giving us this money because the Bible tells you so. They're at least not promising us, like, you know, God will heal your cancer.
God will I heard this on a video the other day. God will supernaturally pay your bills if you donate. If you make a vow.
Your bills will be taken care of.
You will get that car you wanted. You will be rich beyond your dreams if you sow a seed of a donation.
Because my grandma thought that.
How is that still a thing? That's still a thing.
Uh-huh. My grandma, whenever I used to go to church with her years ago, this is a completely different church. I used to go to church with her, and she would tell me that every dollar that you would donate to the church, two would come back your way.
But it never did it?
No, it never did.
But the pastors and the people running those churches have two jets. They always wear nice clothes. They have a brand new car. They live in luxury off the money that you're giving.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, and you're poor.
Yeah, you were getting nothing in return, because I hear these really disgusting stories about faith, people that are so confident in faith healing. And, you know, if that's your faith, if that's what you want to believe in, that's fine. But you need to see a doctor when you get to a certain point, because you get these people talking about faith healing, and, you know, they're sending in all their money to these televangelists so that they can pray on their behalf. And you have people dying.
I saw one
because they're not seeking treatment.
One guy that literally had, he was up on a stage, and it was like a multi-layer stage, almost like steps, but it went, you know, long. And there was so much money around the top of the steps, and he would step out and he would run along the edges on top of the money, saying he was anointing it for the people that donated. People would walk up and throw more money in the pile, and he would step on it and I'm anointing it and stuff like that. And then keep the money. What? He's like a stripper, I don't know. I don't know. That's a whole other show.
That's nuts.
That's a whole other show we could go a while on. That pisses me off so much.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there was a God, so it would just wrath all fucking day. That's why you need people like the Punisher, to keep people like that in check. Batman's just going to punch him.
Yeah.
he's just going to like, you know, cry and, like, you know, wipe up the blood with all the $100 bills that he just anointed.
All right, one last thing, and then I swore we were going to talk about happier things. If you're in the St. Louis area, you might want to be careful this weekend. I don't know if you heard about this, but former St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley was charged with the murder of a man in 2011. They're having the trial, and the judge is going to give a verdict in the next day or so. St. Louis is already preparing for massive riots. Massive riots. They said it's going to be a quote from someone. It's going to look a lot like Ferguson. It's going to be 100 plus days, 300 plus days of direct action. And what that means is they're going to burn down buildings. They're going to make their voices heard out of desperation. And I can't criticize wanting to be heard when you feel like there's injustice. I mean, that needs to happen. And I know none of those people that are planning on doing this are listening to the show. But if anything, I would say, please don't burn down businesses.
Vandalism is not the way to get attention.
I mean, it is. You'll get attention, but not
the kind you want.
And I don't give a fuck what you've heard. All publicity is not good publicity. That is false.
Yeah, I mean, you can do peaceful protesting and still get publicity.
And even if you, like, I would never advocate violence. I really won't. We talk a lot of shit in here. I wouldn't advocate violence. But I don't see how you could ever think that, you know, smashing up an innocent person's store, mm-hmm. or burning down a store or making your community suffer is somehow related to justice for someone else.
And we talked about this before. Like, they're the ones
because
that
it keeps happening.
Yeah, I know. But it's one of those things. It's important to remember that of the protesters that are doing this, it's a very small percentage that are doing the rioting.
Yeah.
It's just that's what the media focuses on.
But the fact that it is going to happen, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Is depressing. And I would ask that no one do that, because if someone came here tomorrow and like burned down this store, what was the point of that? All you've done is made innocent people suffer. I don't have a job now.
Yeah.
You know, people that have built this business up, people that come here, the kids that come here and love coming here, everyone's suffering. And for what reason? How did this help your cause?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Like, rioters are, like, I don't like rioting. I don't like rioters. I don't like looters. I don't like any of that nonsense. Like I said, peaceful protest. I am all for protesting. Protest all day long. Get your message out there. I will support you any way I can. But I don't approve of rioting. I don't like rioting in any way. And I got silence going, so I'm just going to keep talking.
Well, is it because I'm reading how apparently there are clergy in St. Louis who are advocating for these riots?
What?
They stand with the protesters.
Standing with the protesters is fine. That's different than rioting.
Well, fuck, I've already clicked out of it now, but it was basically saying, you know, what happened to Ferguson is going to happen again.
Yeah.
And when they say what happened to Ferguson is going to happen again, they ain't talking about the peaceful protesters walking down the street.
Oh, God.
They're
no.
talking about burning the fucking city
down.
Because I know
no one thinks of Ferguson and thinks peaceful protest.
No.
You think of fucking hell on earth.
Yeah.
Is what you think of.
I mean, it wasn't as bad as Baltimore. Like, Baltimore.
That was another
that
one was quoted in there.
Yeah, Baltimore was the one that was really, really bad.
Yeah.
Like, Ferguson wasn't great. Like, it was bad, but it wasn't near as bad as Baltimore. And there was a lot more coverage of the peaceful stuff going on in Ferguson. There was just, you know.
I feel the worst for the people that are doing peaceful protesting, and especially the ones that are directly affected by what you're protesting. Mm-hmm. The family of the people that died, the family of the people that have faced the injustice, who are saying, please, protest with us peacefully. March with us. And then you still burn down buildings and steal.
That's just stressing them out more, probably. Like, why would you do that?
Because it's damaging to the cause.
Yeah. It's damaging to the cause. Like, Black Lives Matter. Like, for all the people that are out there protesting injustice and saying, we just want equality, you have some dumb motherfucker who chants for the death of cops or mm-hmm. kills cops or riots and loots and steals. And then now, how many stupid people think that all Black Lives Matter is a hate group because of that small percentage of people that are evil?
Yeah. Basically, you get the people that are doing, you know, the rioting and stuff like that. Then they throw out the hashtag Black Lives Matter. And it's like, well, no, they easy.
Yeah.
You
didn't earn those stripes.
that's not what we're about.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. That's all of the terrible things I'm going to say. We got about 12 minutes left, which should be ample time for Lindsay to talk about Pokemon.
Yay.
So follow that.
Uh-huh.
With something happy. So St. Louis, be careful. We were going to go to St. Louis this weekend. We're not now.
Uh-uh.
I don't want to be involved with
that. Plus, you don't want to go to St. Louis on Labor Day weekend anyway. It's going to be swamped.
Is it Labor Day weekend?
Yeah. Plus, we have rent due. We're going to be broke. There's no school for Jackson tomorrow.
Well, thankfully, I work in K. Billy, work Jackson tomorrow? Yes.
school.
Sorry, Billy.
Love you.
All right, so Lindsay, you have Pokemon news, and I know it sounds like this is not important to me, but it is important to me. I just feel so terrible that you can't talk about fun things in life anymore. At least I feel so, because there's so many bad things that are happening. But
I'm just better at ignoring them than you are. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but
maybe it is. I mean, how much have I changed?
A lot.
No. I mean, like, how much have I changed of the world?
Oh.
By getting pissy? You know, I suffer.
You inform me suffer. Of what's going on.
I say I suffer. That sounds stupid when there are actual people that are suffering. Lindsay, talk about Pokemon.
Okay, so obviously you and I have been taking Pokemon walks and
yes.
doing Pokemon Go still and that type of stuff.
It's not just us. Pokemon Go is still very popular.
It is. It is still very popular.
It's like the most downloaded app in Google Play.
Especially it had another surge when they dropped Gen 2, and now the legendary raids that they've been doing has gotten people playing it again.
Which I have not got to do.
That I haven't. I got into one, but there was like nobody there to do it with me, so I didn't get to do anything. Didn't get my Zapdos. So sad.
You learn to do it by yourself.
I can't.
Whenever I want to do something but no one's around, I do it by myself.
I think you literally can't do
enough.
The raids by
it
yourself.
It won't. It says waiting for
it.
More players.
Maybe got it was a sex joke. It was a sex joke.
I know. I was ignoring it.
Oh, my bad.
Moving past it.
But anyways, today they released the legendary dogs from Gen 2. But they are...
Who?
The legendary dogs.
No, I mean, who let them out?
I should have seen that one coming. Okay. Anywho.
And we're down to 5 minutes now.
Yeah, I know. They are splitting them up regionally for now. So here in the United States and North America and whatnot, we will have Raikou. Europe and Africa right now have Entei. And Asia and the Pacifics have Suicune. And then next month they will rotate. And then in November they will rotate again.
Assuming you can catch one.
Yes. They will be the same thing. They'll be random where they pop up as far as the raid battles, like with the birds and stuff right now.
But they still haven't added trading?
No.
Or battling?
Not direct players. The thing they are getting ready to test right now also is they're calling them EX raid battles. They're basically exclusive raid battles that you have to get an invitation to. And from the little bit that I read, you basically have to have already participated in an open raid battle at the spot that it's happening, and then you'll get an invitation to go do this, like, step up raid battle.
You've done more raiding in Pokemon than you have in WoW.
I haven't done any.
So it's the same then.
Yeah.
Okay. But the moment you do one,
I'll have done more.
100% more.
But you're forgetting, when I play WoW, I'm just content going and picking posies and making potions.
And Pokemon.
So, non-official Pokemon Go news.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
You work for Niantic, right?
No.
You're a spokesperson.
No.
Why is it that the only two things Pokemon is known for are the two things that aren't in the game?
I don't know.
Like, what are you guys doing over there?
I don't... Puff.
Wait, what?
Sam, I need you back up. She's not allowed to answer questions like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. You got your little lawyer here.
I'm not in the PR department. Sorry.
I just figured you knew what Mandy said before she said it before, so maybe you could give me answers.
What?
When you told the joke, when you...
Yeah, okay.
Never mind. All right, never
mind. That's fair
enough.
Moving
on to non-Pokemon Go news, Jesse.
Well, no, it's still Pokemon Go news. It's just not official Pokemon Go news.
Okay.
Basically, in one of these last little, like, tiny updates, the lovely people that have nothing better to do with their lives than to hack code...
Billy.
We love Billy. they have discovered all of Gen 3's Pokemon names in the code, so hopefully we're getting Gen 3 soon.
But still not battling or trading.
Probably not, but if I can have my Breloom, I will be so happy.
Because I've been sitting.
I don't think you're going to be happy until you get that Goomy.
Well, that's I'm a ways off from that, but I do love Goomy. But Gen 3 also gives me Trapinch, which means eventually Flygon.
I know you like that Flygon.
She's so excited about it.
I heart Flygon.
I got this Pikachu with a hat that I've been waiting to give you for like a year
I know.
Now.
I want my Santa Pikachu that I couldn't get because my phone wasn't working.
You have three of those?
I have like three of those and I have the Raichu.
Yeah, Lindsay,
I didn't
she used
have
to play
a functioning
the game,
phone.
She could only like move her finger up like 1/4 of the screen and hope it would hit.
Yeah, I had a big handicap. I caught a shiny Magikarp the other day.
Nice.
I pretty much quit after
it's
I got
level
my
11.
I still play it. I mostly play it just because we do go for walks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I do like going for walks, and it gives you something to do while you're walking other than just looking around.
Yeah.
We walked to Dairy Queen.
And then we get food at Dairy Queen.
And then we get like slushies. And then we walk back. That's the halfway point.
I've played with Mike a couple times, but we haven't played in a long time.
It's still popular. I mean, it would be better if they added battles, if they added trading.
I wish we could get a little bit more of a variety of what pops up too.
Yeah.
If there's not an event going, I don't really care because I'm sick of Pidgeys and shit.
Right.
We've been running into Dratinis more often.
That's good. Mm.
By more often, she means the one time down by the river.
Like three times.
I still haven't got Gyarados yet.
Me either.
Has Gyarados.
That's I'm almost halfway. No, I'm a little over halfway there.
I remember when the game first came out and Mike Branham was like, yeah, I caught a Blastoise down at the bar.
It's like, you jerk.
Fuck yourself.
Oh, we caught a Venusaur.
Yeah, we did. Also, fuck yourself.
And a Snorlax.
I feel like lately the only people that I really hear about playing this now are like middle-aged women and their husbands.
What are you trying to say?
I said most of. I didn't know you guys still played it until just now. Because, my boss and his wife play. Mostly his wife. He just plays with her. And then my mom plays. She is very active in the Pokemon Go community. She loves this game and her husband.
Mr. Clean?
Oh, yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I just think it's funny.
He's saying I'm a loser, that's all.
That's
He's apparently saying we're middle-aged and married.
Yeah, you go have a couple's date with Jesse's mom.
Oh, man. I think it's interesting that is the a significant
like teenagers
player base.
And stuff.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, did teenagers ever really play it?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, but teenagers also have the attention span of a gnat.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
well. So they probably got bored with it.
I mean,
intellectuals
also,
who can keep, you know, interest in things still play it.
There's just also far fewer, like, 20-somethings that play it.
Well, nostalgia still, yo.
The people that still play it mostly are big Pokemon fans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, because they'll stick with it because they love Pokemon, like Lindsay.
Yes.
And I stick with it because, you know, it's something that she and I can do together.
I mean, I still see postings on the SEMO Pokemon Go on Facebook.
Oh, yeah,
see,
it's very popular. Yeah. I think Jesse might have been misinformed.
Well, that's, I'm not.
Jesse formed an opinion based on like six people he knows and then said that covered most of America. There is the fallacy in his
I said around
statement.
Here. I specifically said around here.
But we have other Pokemon news.
Yes.
Don't you?
In October.
That's my birthday.
GameStop is having a Marshadow event. It will finally be available to get via code for your game.
What?
Marshadow.
The fuck is
it? It's a legendary from Sun and Moon.
Oh.
He's cute and adorable and ghost-like. I have a full art card. You know what it looks like.
I've seen it. I just, you know, I never got into Pokemon like you.
I know.
I don't know why. If I just didn't have the patience or I'm not very good at it, for one. But, you know.
I think it's a combination of the two, that you didn't have the patience and then you'd get frustrated and then you'd stop.
I feel
you also just don't put a whole lot of time into handhelds.
Or games in general. I'm surprised we played Diablo together so long.
Yeah.
We were on a kick, man.
Yeah, we were. I'm kind of sad that stopped.
Well, we all got everything from the season now.
That's
when season 12 hits, we'll be back.
Play for another few weeks.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, fuck, even Bob played. We can't get him to do anything together.
We'll play Heroes of the Storm then.
I would love to play Heroes of the Storm again.
All right, we're playing tonight.
But you guys are always playing Overwatch.
I haven't. I played a little bit to try and get some skins. I've been playing Heroes, though. I played it like a week ago.
I love Heroes. Garrosh just got released. Anyway, Lindsay, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. This is what happens
every time. So Pokemon
here,
Black and White 2 are coming out later this year.
No, Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Ultrasound. Yeah.
Ultrasound Pokemon, huh? Yeah, no. Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon come out in November. There are, that I've seen, two collector bundle packs that you have the options of getting that comes with both games. One of them's a steel bookcase. It's $80, which is what you would pay if you bought both games anyways. And then there's a non-steel bookcase that comes with 16 art cards and a code for 200 Pokeballs.
Oh, that's cool.
I never understood the Pokeballs thing. They've been doing that for a while. Like when you get the bundle pack.
Since X and Y.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so I do like the art cards.
Yes, I kind of want the art cards and I want both games anyways.
What's the difference between this Ultra and
It is normal? From what I've watched so far on trailers and speculations and whatnot, It's kind of what they did with Black and White too.
That game was garbage.
It was, except this is same area. You have different characters that you are being, and supposedly like trial captains are changing. Like it's a different story, but in the same area.
Interesting.
As far as that goes, and not a lot has been dropped yet. And there's little things speculation-wise that it's literally just people picking things out of a trailer, so who knows what it is or not. But there's one thing people are getting excited about. There's a clip where your character and some other character is in this gym-esque-like place, and it looks like Lieutenant Surge's gym from Kanto.
Mm-hmm.
So they are wondering if it's Kanto or if it's a copycat type deal.
Whoa.
But
you okay there?
Not much has really been put out on Ultra Sun and Moon other than that characters are still going to be customizable.
Yeah.
The character that you are playing is a different character from Sun and Moon. And they released like an exclusive Z move for one of the dragon types from Sun and Moon.
An exclusive Z move?
Yes.
The Z moves
where you do
cool.
the weird little dance.
Yeah, the super finishers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Yes.
Dance.
Yeah.
You have to do a weird little dance to do the attack.
Yeah. Your character can ask Mikey, he does it. Pretty funny.
Pokemon just gets weirder and
weirder. Yeah, a little bit.
Along. How long has Pokemon been out?
Jeez. A little over 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it hit 25.
They just said
they're 20.
It's getting there.
Yeah, because I thought like there was a few years ago they had their big 20-year anniversary thing.
Two years ago, Zelda just
celebrated 25 not too long ago, didn't it?
Yep.
And I think I thought there was a bigger gap between Pokemon and Zelda, but I guess it was on the Game Boy.
Yeah, it was like 1991, I think, is when it came out on the Game Boy.
That sounds right.
No,
that's way too early.
It was 96.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, it was very recently they did their 20 years.
So 21 years.
Yeah.
That's Pokemon. Wow.
Yep. And then the news that I'm excited about, because I've been obsessed with the trading cards again lately.
Misty and Brock coming back to the anime.
Yes, I forgot about that, but it's not coming back the way you think they're coming back.
Aww. Are they ghosts?
No.
Are they married?
No. They're just not hanging out with Ash. They're still just their gym leaders.
That's fine. Who the hell would want to hang out with that little bitch anyway?
Fair enough.
Misty was trying to throw the ass
but
at him
But it's supposed
years.
To be older versions
I
of
love
them,
you, Pikachu.
And he's probably going to just battle them.
One of my favorite things is Misty in her little booty denim shorts and a cutoff shirt saying, so Ash, what do you want to do? I love you, Pikachu! You're my best friend!
You know, Misty like leaning over. Like,
girls aren't
bends
on his
over
radar
right in
yet.
Front
of him. I was like, oh, let me pick up that Pokeball for you. Don't touch my Pokeballs, bitch!
Is this the new anime that people were wondering about?
Yes, the Sun
like,
and Moon one.
Yeah.
Yep. Basically, they're having a two-part episode where they go back to Kanto,
okay.
And he's supposed to battle older versions of them, so I'm assuming he's going to the gyms.
Is it an older version? Because he never aged, did he?
I mean, he's aged slightly.
No, Brock and Misty are going to be older versions in this version.
Why would they be older if he's not older?
Exactly.
Because it's a reboot!
But
is it a reboot?
Technically. You
know, my understanding was that Ash actually is older than he used to be.
I would fucking hope so.
He's traveled across. If he accomplished that much.
Well, then
like,
why is he going to a Pokemon school?
I mean, at this point, he's supposed to be like 14 or 15 is my understanding.
I want to see.
He started out 21 years ago as a 10-year-old.
Yes.
And
he's like the Simpsons.
He doesn't seem like a teenager to me in it.
I want to see him at like 40 still hitting the circuits with all the like 10-year-olds. So what do you got there? You got a Pikachu? Yeah, I caught one of those too. Aren't you like 40? Yeah. I didn't have a father.
Well, there's theories out there as to who Ash's father is.
I was about to say, I thought one of the popular ones that his father
Giovanni.
Was like a...
I like the Bruno one.
The one I always heard was some kind of Pokemon master.
Oh, I thought you were going to say some kind of Pokemon. His mom banged a Mr. Mime and that little shit came out.
There's that theory, too.
That's a theory?
There's a theory that Oak is his dad. There's all kinds of crazy theories as far as that goes. All right,
regardless of whether or not Oak is his dad, Oak is definitely hitting that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question on that.
Here's your adventure. Go,
I mean,
go, bye.
Every
we're
time
walking
he
over
goes
you.
Back to visit his mom, Oak's right there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ash. Yeah.
Hey. Just, we knew you were coming.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not here visiting your mom.
Oh.
It smells like sex in here.
Remember that time that Ash's mom accidentally butt dialed him on the thing and all he heard was just the sounds of ecstasy?
God.
Mom, you tried to turn your phone off. Oh. Oak. And Giovanni.
This is not okay.
Anyway, all right, we got to get out of here.
And Giovanni.
And Giovanni's there too. Bros before
I mean,
poles
she's probably mom. Wants to have money, yo. Shit.
Wait, who has money?
Giovanni?
Oh, yeah, Giovanni definitely has money.
Can he afford a better fucking team?
No, remember, it was just those two that were terrible. The rest of Team Rocket was apparently very efficient.
I mean, they made Mewtwo.
Minus the whole 10-year-old
thing.
Yeah,
they made Mewtwo.
But wasn't Mewtwo a failure?
Yes,
I mean,
but...
But, I mean... Fuck off.
The best failure. He's the best failure since me. The best little accident. All right. We're going to get out of here. We're going to go home and eat and have dinner and also get some food. And we'll see you guys on Sunday for Nerd Up when Jesse will be hosting, of course. Thank you guys for listening. Catch you next week. Have a great weekend. Be safe. And say some prayers, some legitimate prayers, not televangelist prayers, for the people in Houston and Texas. Have a good weekend.